This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we're a week removed from the presidential election, and President-elect Trump is already assembling his teams for the transfer of power in January. One of the things the American and global economies will be paying close attention to, whether Trump follows through on his plans to add tariffs across the board for all imported products for a start, and more precise tariffs as well. What could that mean for agriculture? Well, it could affect your fertilizer prices. That's coming up next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association is proud to celebrate 60 years of moving our industry forward.
What could be concerning for agriculture is how much we do rely on foreign products such as fertilizer. And we already have a tariff on imported fertilizers. In the first Trump administration, he placed a 25% tariff on fertilizers coming from China, which still remains. The Biden administration implemented a 20% tariff on Russian and Moroccan fertilizers. Josh Linville analyzes the fertilizer marketplace for StoneX, and he said that if the second Trump administration adds their 10% across-the-board tariff, it means even higher prices for farmers. There's no way around it.
The anticipation was the penalty would be paid by the nation that they were imposing against Morocco, against Russia, and they would have to pay their 5, 10, 15% duty to the government in order to bring tons in here. What that doesn't look at is that because it is a commodity, that country has the ability to go elsewhere. And they have been very successful because of how tight global phosphate markets have been on an inventory perspective. They can go somewhere else.
To illustrate this point, Linville looks at fertilizers coming from Russia.
Oh, okay, U.S., you want to put duties on me? You want to put tariffs on me? I'll go sell it to India. I'll go sell it to Brazil. I'll sell it to Central America. I will sell it to everybody else in the world except for you. And Morocco has done the same thing. And so from that perspective, we have basically chopped off two of our most efficient and reliable suppliers of inventory and had to rely on less efficient supply lines around the world. Less efficient means higher price.
According to the United States Department of Agriculture, the cost of phosphate fertilizer increased by 93%. The U.S. fertilizer market would not be affected by President Trump's campaign pledge to impose a 60% tariff on incoming goods from China because that flow has already ceased. However, he claims that a wider trade war involving all implemented goods from all nations would become very problematic.
And that's the problem with Russia. They are a major exporter, a major supplier of all fertilizers, phosphate, potash, nitrogen. So if the Trump administration gets into a little tit-for-tat type thing with Russia, and we start to include that, now not only is it phosphate that's cut off from coming here, they'll probably start doing the same thing with potash and nitrogen. Again, cutting off these logistical, efficient trade routes.
And putting tariffs aside, the StoneX analyst is already worried about the urea supply and believes that the limited supply may raise the cost of all nitrogen fertilizers coming up into spring of 2025. Farmers and producers should probably be talking with their suppliers to find out if there are any plans to see prices raise and also consider what this could mean and maybe start pricing some of their fertilizers for spring use already here in the fall. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.